How can you ensure that standardizing work doesn't inadvertently cause your department to become demotivated from doing the same things over and over again? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, we got to look at this issue around how standardizing the workflow and applying continuous improvement could accidentally cause your team to become demotivated because the work itself has become so routine and repetitive that it's stripping away all their motivation. So as usual, I've got a few tips for you as a leader to make work interesting again. Tip number one, avoid dumbing down the work. It can happen as you try to make things more standardized in your work process for quality reasons and also for cost control and efficiency to end up making the job so finite in its scope that it makes it very routine and doesn't involve much thinking on behalf of the team member to execute. Now, if you're an engineer, you're thinking, hey, wouldn't it be great if everyone was a robot instead of a human being? The reality is we're dealing with human beings working alongside technology and automation to create the outcomes that we're looking for. So we want to make sure that you're not allowing your team to become so bored that they misbehave or become demotivated and disengaged. So we got to make sure that we keep adding variety back into the work process. Tip number two is adding variety back into the work process. So when you look at it, if you can expand the scope of someone's responsibilities so that they're responsible for more of the workflow in the work cell or the department, you're going to pique their interest and their curiosity just from having to deal with different things from time to time. That adds variety and that adds to motivation and engagement. So it can help if you look at the jobs that you're assigning to people and either through rotation or some other enlargement of their job responsibilities, get them some of that variety that perks up their interest in the work itself. The third tip is to empower and hold accountable. I think many leaders mistakenly think that their team is not interested in being empowered or even being accountable and taking ownership of their work. And if that's been your thinking, I want you to question that thinking because we know that your team members actually do want to take responsibility over their work and be accountable for it because there's a sense of pride that comes along with it. One of the reasons they don't is because you as the leader interfere and make all the decisions for them and try to solve all the problems. So we want to have you make sure that you put the ownership onto the team and explain what the expectations are and the desired results, and then try to get out of their way so that they can produce the outcomes that you're looking for. By doing those few things, you can add more variety, more interest to the work, and avoid letting it become so routine and repetitive that it demotivates your team. You'll benefit, of course, by the productivity gains and the morale boost that comes with having a more motivated work group. And once you've figured that out, you may want to take advantage of other ways to improve your leadership skills. Now, given the COVID-19 situation, we've added the ability to deliver our workshops virtually using our virtual training studio. So you can have us come in to do training for one person sitting in their home or with a group of people at multiple sites in your organization. We still deliver the training the old-fashioned way, in person, live on site for your team, or you can enroll in one of our public workshops. We've also got lots of resources on our website. And whether you need us to come on site or deliver training to you virtually or just buy some of our resources, you can do that on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, you can join with us in one of the many social media platforms that we're active in. Search us out and make us part of your leadership journey.